Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We're on Daf Yud Beis. We're on the 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth line from the top where it says V'amar of Chista. V'amar of Chista. Kol Tainus. Any Tainus. Shalo Shaka Olav Chama. Any Tainus where there's no Shkiyas Chama. Lav Shmei Tainus. That's not called a Tainus. Okay? Says Rashi. It says Tosvos on the side over here. Pirish. B'mesech Zavodah Zarah. B'perik Ein Mamidin. V'chein b'chaluk she'en lo imra, pirush asim. Okay, forget all that. V'chol hefzik d'mis'anin l'shos. D'kol tainus tzarech l'kablo mi be'erev b'tfilat mincha b'shemeat tefila. If you makabal tainus by mincha in shemeat tefila, vim hu Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, elokai natar, v'tzarech shiomar l'machar, eyev tainus, hey, tomorrow I'm going to have a hold from a tainus, yachid, don't confuse it with the Tainus Tzibur. It's not Tisha B'Av. Fine. Meisei, one second. Anche Mishmar Mitz'anin V'lo Mashlimin. The Anche Mishmar used to fast and not complete the fast. There's two types of Kahana that worked in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Anche Mishmar, which was every week a different Mishmar would come. And then Beis Av was every day a different family would serve. So if you're the Beis Av, the day you serve, you didn't fail. We'll get to that. It's a machlokas. But the day you serve, there's one day you serve, and then everybody else is like backup people. And then the next day, it was Reuven's family, and everyone else was backup. Then the next day was Shimon's family, and everyone else was backup. So they're talking about here the Anshei Mishmar, which are the backup people. They would fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. They didn't fast till Shkia. They didn't fast the whole day. So the Gemara answers, no. They're Hasam Mutsa'ure Nafshei Ba'almahu. They're just being comrades with their brothers. They really weren't fasting at all. Yeah, we skip breakfast, we also skip lunch. It was not really fasting. So therefore, they don't have to wait till the end of the day. It's not really fasting. Rashi says, Lutzuri nafshim atzibor, aval eno tainis, it's not a tainis, lo lesbal tefilas anenu, not about tefilas anenu, velo lekvua, olav chol v'klal, not a chiv at all. V'chol shosh, shurot telechol ochel, anytime you want to eat, they can eat really. Really, they can eat. Right? The Meiri says, you see from here, that if people are, that if there's a, that even if you can't fast, even if you can't fast, for whatever reason, right, it's right to be mitzar yourself, right, fast a few hours, as much as you're able, just to be, he says, v'noil lo lasas, it's right to do that, just to continue, you know, just to be part of the tzibur. The last time this happened was last year. Erev Pesach, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, last year, the Mu'etzes made a tainus because of coronavirus. People were dying, a lot of people died. They made a tainus. People can't fast the whole day. All right, a few hours. Whatever you could have done, whatever you could do, hopefully that should never happen again. They should never be gozer tainus again. But they were gozer tainus, chatzi hayom, whatever it is, whatever you could do, something you could do to be part of the tzibur when there's a makifa going around. Okay. Toshma, there's a braisa that says, Dom Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Reb Tzadok, Ani b'nei banav shel Sinov. I'm from the family of Sinov, ben Binyamin, from the shevet of Binyamin. Upam achas, at one time, chol Tisha B'Av lios b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av was on a Shabbos. V'dachinhu l'achar Shabbos, and we pushed it off till Sunday because you don't fast Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. V'his aninu bo, and we fasted b'vol hushlimu, but we didn't finish the fast. Why didn't we finish the fast? Because our day of a holiday is the 10th of Av, when they donated wood, whatever it is, and therefore they have like a yontif. It's in Megillah Tainus, that yontif, 10th of Av, for Bnei Binyamin, and one year it happened, the Tisha B'Av was on the 10th of Av, it was on Sunday, and they fasted. They went to Kinnith, they went in the morning to Shul, they fasted, they didn't finish the fast. Mipnei, Shiyontif Shalonuhu, it's a yontif for us, right? This is against the Chista. Right? This is against the Chista, right? It's against the Chista, right? And the answer is, Hashem Nami Utsuri Nafshib Almu. They didn't have to fast at all. Why? Yonta for them. They fasted a little bit to be in comrades. We're showing, you know, we're not happy, the Beis Mikdash was destroyed. So we're fasting as well. So, but it wasn't really a fast day, because in the Chaim, there's no fast day for them. The Gemara, on the end of the page, is going to say that if the fast day came before your holiday gets pushed aside. not 100% sure why maybe they held something else. Here, the fasting gets pushed, the Tisha B'Av gets pushed aside. So look at the Tosva. Second Tosva says, one second, when did this story happen? Afagav dam rinan, mishachar beis hamikdash. Batla Megillas Tainus. There's no Megillas Tainus today anymore. There's no such, none of those days. There's no such thing. This is clearly after the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Why? Exactly, because his father was Rav Tzadok, who lived right when it was destroyed. So clearly it was afterwards. Batla Megillas Tainus. V'hai uvdud Rabbi Eliezer b'Rav Tzadok koya lachar churban. It was after the churban. Dikodim. How do you know it's after the churban? Maybe he had a little boy running. Maybe his boy was 15 years old. And Rav Tzadok had a 15-year-old son. No, that's not why. Dikodim ha-churban. If it was before the churban, I'm reading, we say that given Shiei Shalom, ain Shom Gzeres HaMalchus. There's no fast days. There was no Tisha B'Av during the second Beit HaMikdash. So it had to be afterwards. During second Beit HaMikdash, there was no fast days. So what kind of thing is this? There was no Tisha B'Av. Hi, Tana Sefer, the little butler. This Tana must hold that Megillas Tainus was not Batel. It still exists. And it beats a pre-existing fast day like Tisha B'Av, which is also a Chiddush. Because we're going to see later there's no such thing. Okay.
Well, that's just whoever asked that question of the day fasting between
Exactly. So it's a model. So Tosa says no.
Clearly not.
Right? Tashma, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, at Ahab Tainus ad she'ovel lebeisi. I'm going to hold from the Tainus till I get home. Not the whole day. Until I get home, I'm going to hold from the Tainus. I'm not going to eat in the car. So what do you see? What do you see? You can have a Tainus for shows, for hours, not the whole day. He just did that. They shouldn't get invited to the Nasi's house. He didn't want to go to the Reish Galusa, the Nasi's house. I'm on a diet. I'm not eating anyway now today. So don't even bother inviting me. That's the only why he said that. Not a really official Tainus. Fine. Next. Omar Shmuel, call Tainus. Any Tainus that you don't accept mincha beforehand, lav shmei Tainus, not a Tainus. Right? It's not a Tainus. What's the reason for that? Why do you have to accept it on mincha beforehand? Why? What's the reason for that? I'm not 100% sure. What's the reason for that? So the standard reason given is because really the Tainus should start at night. That's really the truth. Well, we're weak, so we start in the morning. Really, you should start the night before. So you'd be makabel it before the night, which is Hamincha time, right? It just says if you have to do Mibod Yom, if you don't do Mibod Yom, it's not considered a Tainus. So you wake up in the morning, you forgot to do Mibod Yom. When Mibod Yom, we'll see in a few minutes. You wake up in the morning, oh, you know, I'm going to fast today. No, it's too late. You can't do that. It has to be the night before, right? Yeah, that's what the Ran says. The Ran says, really, you should start at night. But we're weak, so we start in the morning, so you have to be Mekabbalah before you start the fast, right? There are some Tainasim that don't require a Kabbalah. There are two that don't require a Kabbalah the night before, by Mincha. One is a Tainas Sibur. You don't have to say by Mincha, the day before Tainas Esther, tomorrow I'm going to make a Tainas, you don't have to do that, and a Tainas Chalom. Those are the two. Otherwise, Bahab, people fast, or yard sites, those are the two big ones. People fast for Bahab, people for yard site, maybe for Yom Kippur Cotton, maybe some people fast, and random times. You have to do it beforehand, the day before. The Yosef Mai, what if you did do fast? You did fast without being Makabalit. So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Dami Lemafucha, Demila Zeka. It's like a bag with empty air. Meaning it was nothing. It was worth nothing. Emas Makabal, Lay, when are you Makabal the fast? Rav Amar B'mincha. Rav said, Mincha time. Anytime. From Mincha, from the Chatzos, anytime you can have Mincha. Shmuel Amar, no. Tfilas Mincha. Shmuel says, Mincha davening. Not Mincha time. Mincha dav, when you dav Mincha. Right? Right? Rashi says, Tfilas Mincha. Rashi says, Besofa, at the end of it, Tosfos Ritzui, V'tachnunim, you have extra davening, Ad she'omer hareini mocha b'tainus. Tomorrow is going to be a tainus. V'davka nakat mincha. B'davka mincha we pick. Mishum desamach l'tchilas yom tainisa. Because it's the beginning of the day of the tainus. Lafuke tchilas yotzer. Not shachris. You don't say it by shachris. V'deka namin v'depasek shmuel. U'polag adarav. Damar b'zman mincha. Shuri yisera. So Rav's giving a bigger time. Rav says, by the way, it's in the article sitter. This tfila. At the end of Tefillah, end of Mincha, it's in the article Siddur, it says, he writes on whatever, I'll be Mekabel tomorrow, I'll fast on myself. Fine. Yeah. So, where do you say this Tefillah? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, say it in Shema Kolenu. The Masa says, that's not, no. You should say it in the end of Davening. Why you mess up Shema Kolenu with a random thing? Say it at the end of Davening, by Lakai Natar, you could say this Tefillah for Mincha. What if you forgot to say it by Mincha and you still want to be Makabel? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you can do it. After Mincha, you can also be Makabel as long as it's not the night yet. You can also be Makabel. You can have Mincha 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you still can be Makabel Latinus afterwards. Fine. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Kavasei to Shmuel Mastabra. I think Shmuel's right. Dichsev be Megillas Tainus, because it says in Megillas Tainus, it says the following words. These are the days that you're not allowed to fast on any of the days of Megillas Tainus. Lohain, besides, kol inish diyesi aloha makdemes dana yisar. Except for the days that someone's makabel to fast. My love, doesn't that mean yosar atzmo betzilo, that he accepted to fast by mincha time? Why does it imply that at all? So the Gemara says, lo, doesn't mean that at all. Yesar atzmo, he just said he's not going to fast, he's going to fast. Doesn't say when. Upligi baha rabchiyav rabshimon b'rebi. Chadomar yaser, it means by davening. V'chadomar yaser, just to say, just to be makabal atayinus. Doesn't have to be mamash b'minchatan. Mandama yaser kidamrinan. If you say it's davening time, or Rav and Shmuel said that, or Shmuel at least said that. Lamanda amar yaser, mayhi. What about it just saying, I'm aser? Titanya. Megillas tainus. This Megillas tainus. Later in the week, I think Shabbos is daf, we're going to talk about what exactly, why it's called Megillas Tainus, how about Sefer Tainus, it's the opposite of Tainus, it's the days you're not allowed to fast, not the days of fasting. Every word about this is funny.
Because in those days, everything was a Megillah.
Exactly. No, even more than that. Nothing was written down.
Megillas Tainus was.
Right. Who gave them the right to write it down? It was before Mishnayos. So why are they writing it down? They called it a Megillah. Rashi's, we'll have to talk about it later on, the Shabbos daf. Anyway, Kol Inish, any person that is mekabel himself to fast can fast, except for the following days, and that's Megillas Tainus, the whole list of days. Ketan, for example, Yachid Shekibal of Sheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni. Shakal Hashav Lakuna Kula. A guy says, "I'm going to fast every Monday, Thursday, Monday of the whole year." Which, by the way, not that long ago, people used to do that. Back in Europe, people who did that, they would fast every Monday, Thursday, Monday. V'irbo Yomim Tovim Haksuv Megillas Tainus, and one of those days comes out Megillas Tainus Day, or maybe Rosh Chodesh, or Hanukkah, or these kinds of days, or Purim, or these kinds of days. Im nidru kodem l'gzeiraso, if your neder came before the fast day, yivatel nidro eskze. Right, no. Im nidru kodem l'gzeirasenu. I'm sorry. If your neder is preceded by our gzera, that's what it means. Yivatel nidra es gzera seinu. Then you fast. You fast. We came first. That's what I'm saying before. It's difficult.
The same thing what we said about Tisha B'Av.
No, the opposite. By Tisha B'Av, he said, I didn't really fast. I didn't fast the whole day. That's the opposite.
No,
now we're saying Tisha B'Av came before your neder.
Right.
Tisha B'Av wins.
Said afterwards that the rule was that anything...
Correct. That's right. V'yim gizra seinu kudemus nidro. And if not, then Tevatel gizra seinu es nidro. Then your yontif came before the fast. Your yontif wins, and you don't have to fast. Okay, which is the opposite of what happened with the Bnei Tzedav when they didn't fast in Tisha B'Av. Right? So this is the rule. If you had a minog to fast, and then I'm sorry, you had a minog to fast, and some yontif happened. It's not the same thing. Here's the opposite thing. Here you're not fasting. Here you're not fasting. Now you want to fast. You want to fast. And then they made a reason not to fast. Yontif. This town was saved. They made a yontif out of it. So which came first? That yontif or your fast day? Whichever one came first, that's what wins. Fine. Rashi said, look at the last Tosfos. So what happens? What happens if you promise to fast every Monday, Thursday, Monday? One Monday turns out to be an old minog not to fast. Why? Some yontif happened. So Rashi says, that's it, your fast is free. You don't have to fast. That Monday was a yontif, The Yontif came before your neder. Yontif wins. You don't fast. No fasting. What about, you have to make it up? Rashi says no. Rashi says no. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Omer Rashi. Rashi says, Yidche nidru mikol v'kol. Your neder is forgiven. No more neder. No more fasting. V'lo yashlem oso b'tainis. You don't have to make it up. Good for you. The harim is supek p'davar. He wasn't so sure about that. Well, it's a fast Tuesday. Right, Monday was a yontif. It's a fast Tuesday. V'yesh lahachmir, and there's a minute to be machmir, dafka oso yom lo yithane. Avol yashlim oso liyom machar. People did make it up. Rashi says you don't have to. Tosfos, I think you do. V'yev chenish lezor sholos anos perosh chodesh. You don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Chanukah, Purim. That didn't go away. There's no fasting on Hanukkah. There's no none of those. There's no Yom Kippur cotton on Hanukkah. It's going into Rosh Chodesh. There's no Yom Kippur cotton. Why? Because of this Tosfos. It's a Gemara later on Shabbos. No fasting on Hanukkah. Right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ad Masai. This is actually Halacha Lamaisa. Ad Masai Ochel Veshosa. So my fast starts in the morning. So till when can I eat? Till when can I eat? Can I eat at 3 o'clock in the morning? So, the answer is, Ad Shiyala Mora Shachar Div Rebbe. Rebbe says, till you wake up. Not till you wake up. Till dawn. Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Ad Kros Agever. Till the crow, the rooster crows. Omer Abaya. Lo Shano Elo Shalo Gomar Sudaso. That's only true if you didn't finish your Suda. Aval Gomar Sudaso in Ochel. But if you finish your Suda, you no longer eat. I finished dinner. I finished my Suda. I can't eat anymore. Till the morning. Till the end of the next day.
Is that a fixed time for
a what? Some say it's the same thing as he said before. He was just giving a different marker. What do you mean, Alos HaShachar? Nobody had a watch.
Well, you see the light coming on the horizon.
Is that what it is? Even before that? It's dawn. It's very early. So what if someone doesn't live on the horizon? They live in a mountainous area. They're not going to know.
On your horizon.
They live in a valley. I'm sorry. So they don't know. So the answer is, when the rooster crows, the same thing. That's when you know.
Oh, so it's dawn.
Yeah. Eis ve'rafa, one second. There's a braisa that says, Gomar v'omad, harez ochel. Even though you finished eating, you're standing around, you can still eat. Yeah, hasm, k'shol silek, you didn't finish your meal. You can still eat. One second. Ikad amri, amar rava, lo shanu, this is how we paskin, lo shanu, ela shlo yishen. As long as you didn't go to sleep. So it's 11 o'clock at night, you finished dinner hours ago. Now you're fasting tomorrow, it's a fast day. You want to eat. As long as you didn't go to sleep, you could eat. Avo yashan ein ochel. But if you went to sleep, you can't eat. Ace, so Mishnah Berurah says, you should make a tanai when you go to sleep. If you wake up for whatever reason, you're still allowed to eat. Because you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty, you want a drink of water, you really can't. Forget people getting up early to eat. That's also people do that. The truth is, if you're doing that when you go to sleep at night, it's really on tanai anyway. It's a built-in tanai. If I wake up, I'm going to eat something.
You set your alarm to get up early.
Exactly. It's a built-in tanai. But if you go to sleep and you don't have any of those conditions, you really your fast really began. Eitzvayabaya, one second. It says Yashan v'amad reza ochel. The guy's sleeping and he wakes up and can eat. Yeah, Hassan, he wasn't really sleeping. Bi misnamnim. He was really dozing, but wasn't really sleeping. Hey, he's not misnamnim. What does that mean? Amar Rabashi. Rabashi says, what does that mean? It means nim v'lo nim, sleeping but not really sleeping. Tir v'lo tir, awake but not really awake. Like in some like limbo land. We all know what this means. Dekari le'vani. If I call your name, you'll answer me. V'lo yadi ahadu reisvar. You can't tell me some ksos achoshin, some complicated halacha. But v'ichi medhari le'mikar. But if I remind you about it, you'll remember it. So it's some, quasi-state. That's what the guy was in. Wasn't really, didn't get into his pajamas and lie down and, go into a deep sleep. He was sitting on the couch, half asleep, half awake. That's what this means. Then he could still eat. Amar of Kahana, Amar Rav. Yachid shekibel olav tainus, a yachid that, I want to find the Mishnah Berurah. See if we have time. Yachid shekibel olav tainus, a yachid that is mekabel tainus, asa b'nilta sandal. He's not allowed to wear shoes. Why? Chayshinan shema tainus tibur kibel olav. Maybe it was really a tainus tibur. What does that mean? So Rashi says, what is that supposed to mean? Rashi says, the first skinny line, Shema Tainus Tzibur Kigimel Rishonos O Kizayin Achronos Kibel Olav. Maybe it's from the 7 and the 3 and the 10 most severe Tainesim, which we say them already? Those, there were 13 fasts for rain. The first three, you're allowed to wear shoes, and the last 10, I believe, you're not allowed to. This is besides the three of the Yechidim. So it's 13. Maybe it's one of those. And you're not allowed to wear sandals. So you wake up in the morning. What fast day cycle am I? I don't even remember. Don't wear shoes. Right? Now, even though it's Safek Darabonon, Lekul, it's all Darabonons. It's not a question of Safek. It's a question of Rove. You're fasting for a certain reason. Rove of them, you're not wearing shoes. So you wake up and you don't remember what random fast day you're in, what it is. I know it's the rabbis told me to fast. I'll do it. You don't wear shoes. Why? Suffolk, you're right. Suffolk Darabonon Lekula. Not that. It's a rove. Roves are these tanaitim, you're not wearing shoes. Heichi Levid, what do you do? So Amar of Rabbi Barashila, Le Mahachi. Say like this. Lamachar aha lefanecha b'tainas yachid. If you can, say to yourself, tomorrow I'm be makabal b'tainas yachid, which you don't wear shoes for sure not, on your own personal tainas, and then you can get out of that problem if you have a suffolk. Amru Le Rabbonon Lev Sheshes. He saw them putting on shoes and coming to the tainus. It's Ikbid, he got angry. What, want to eat also today? On the tainus? He's wearing shoes already? Might as well go eat. Have a lunch. Right? Abaye and Rava, Mali ki misaime apanta. They wore some kind of funny shoes that didn't have a top or something. It's not really shoes. But it is covering the bottom of their feet. Aremar or Marzutra, Michalfe, Diamina, Lismola, Lismol, Diamina. Ever heard this? They would wear the opposite shoe. Just to be more discomfort. And Rabbanan, the Beirav, Ashi, Nafki, Kiur, Chayayhu, they went out regular shoes. Savri, they held, Ki Yad Amar Shmuel, Ein Tainis, Sibur, Babavil, Ela Tisha B'Av Bovad. The only time we hold from these Inuyim is on Tisha B'Av itself. There's no such thing as not wearing shoes at any of the other Tanaisim. Says Rashi, we hold like Shmuel. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Shmuel. I must say that in Hilchas Tainus, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's one of the Mishnah Berurahs I don't think anyone holds from. It's a Mishnah Berurah that brings it down that says that a Bal Nefesh should hold from this and not wear shoes. And hold from the other Inuyim. The other Inuyim you can hold from. So you don't take a shower. So don't take a shower. Right? Fasting. That everyone can hold from. The shoes one, people are not really nizer in it. Mishnah Berurah does say it, that people should be machmir. It's a very nice thing to do, not to wear shoes on a tainus. And we'll come around Sarah Bateves with your clogs. Right? Or with your crocs. Most people don't do that. It's only it's a chumrah. It's not a standard shita. The standard shita is, if you want to take a shower on a sarbateves, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. It's no isser. You're allowed to listen to music on a sarbateves. These things don't apply. Right? You're allowed to shave on a sarbateves. Shaving, maybe not. I don't want to say about shaving. Maybe not. Maybe a haircut, not. I don't know. But shoes, you're sure allowed to wear. Everyone wears shoes. It is a brought down in the Mishnah Berurah not to. Well, I don't think anyone holds in that Mishnah Berurah. Like, it's really one of those rare Mishnah Berurahs that slipped through the cracks that no one got to yet. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Love Adam Taniso Perea. You could borrow a day and pay it back. Right? So, the Rambam says that only applies if someone says, I'm going to fast 10 days this month. I'm going to fast 4 days this year. Extra days. He didn't assign any day. And you know what? Next Tuesday is a good day. This is the calendar. Oh, it's Hanukkah. All right, I'll switch it for a different day. That's what it means. But if someone fasts on their father's yard site, you can't switch that. Then it turns out, oh, I have a party that day. I don't want to fast that day. I'll switch it. You can't do that. Right? Now, if the yard site falls out on Purim or Hanukkah, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about, you don't want to switch it because you're going to a wedding. You don't want to fast at the wedding. You want to eat. So you made a, I'll switch the day. So the Rambam says, if you didn't specify which day, you could do it. If you specified, you can't do it. Right? You can't do it. Others say, no, even then you could do it. Right? Kemrisu kemed Shmuel, Amali, v'chineder kabal lev lo sagi lo mashalim. Right? Why can't you switch? What is it, a neder? You have to pay the money? No. L'tzuri nafshe kabalayu. It was a kabbalah to fast. Ilo imeter meter nafshe. Ilo matzi lo meter nafshe. If you want to fast, fast. You don't want to fast, don't fast. Right? Ikad Amri, Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav, Lova Adam Taniso Pareya. You borrow the fast day, you pay it back. Right? Of course you could do that. Lo Ye'el Neder, it's no more than a Neder. Again, according to the Rambam, it's only if you didn't specify which day. If you specified the day, right? Neder Milo Matzi Yibayla Shlumei Yumeza Lomacha V'lema Lomach Achmine. If I owe you the money today, and I ask you, can I give it to you tomorrow? And you say, yeah, no problem, give it to me tomorrow. Can I do that? So why can't I do that with fast days? Right? Right. Rav Yeshua b'Rei Rav Idi, Iklal b'Rei Rav Asi. Rav Yeshua once went to Rav Asi's house. Avdi lei igla tilsa. They brought him out a great dish. Really nice, good food. Amrulei, litomar midi, nu, enjoy. So amalei, patanisi yasivna, no, I'm fasting today. So amalei, v'lezif ma'al lipfuro, so why don't you pay it back? Right, pay it back. Eat today, fast tomorrow. Lo savar ma'al lohad amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, lov adam tanisi oparea. Don't you hold that we could do that? Amalehu, no, tainis chalomhu. It's not that kind of fast. Tainis chalom. That you can't pay back. That you're stuck with. The Amar Rav Bar Chasya Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Yafa Tainis Lachalob Keish Lida Ores. A Tainis Chalob is as good as an Eish to start the flax from burning. Vam Rav Chista Ubo Bayom. And it has to be that day. Vam Rav Yosi Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos it's that day, right? See, I can't pay it back. It's not some random day that I'm fasting because, I don't know, maybe you drop a tefillin or something. You have to fast, right? The guy, they fasted yesterday, 2 days ago, when the Torah fell. People fasted here, right? So that, I guess you could do that, right? You're not going to pick that day, the day you have a wedding or something. So, my takante, what do you have to do? Like the Gemara says, my takante, like it's clear. What's the takana to fast because you fasted on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, Leisif Tanisa L'Tanisa. Fast again because you fasted on Shabbos. Which is a funny takana. Right? You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. You're supposed to eat. You're supposed to enjoy yourself. You had a tainis chalom, you fasted. Because you did that, you have to fast again. Right? Okay. Now, Avru Elu V'lo Nenu. The first three fasts, no one was answered. No rain. Bezdin Gozrin Gimel Tanios Acheros Al Hatzibor. Right? The Bezdin makes another three fasts on the Tzibor. These three fasts, Ochlin V'Shosim Yivon Yom, you can eat the night before. V'Asur B'Malacha, now you can't do Malacha, no work. U'Rechitza, can't go wash, take a shower. Sicha, you can't put on deodorant. Nilsa sandal, you can't wear shoes. Tasha Shemitah, you can't be with your wife. Vinol and Asamachartos. And they close up the bathhouses. No sitting in the shvitz. None of those things. It's like a fast day. Avru Elu V'lo Nenu. If that happens and there's still no answer, still no rain. Bezdin Gozrin Alein Od Sheva. Another seven. Shehein Yud Gimel Tainas Al Tzibor, which adds up to 13. 10 in this Mishnah, 3 in the previous Mishnah. Now, I know how to count. So why does it say these are 13? And the answer is to let you know that the Ritva says there's never more than 13. Yechidim can fast more. For the Hamonam, it stops at 13. There's never more than 13. There's no more than 13 fasts. And it's going to come up later. That's it. That's the best.
Why does it say Rechitza and they lock the bathhouses? Isn't that the same thing?
I think they lock the bathhouses. They shouldn't come there and hang out there for the fast to be over. I get a good schwitz. So it's locked. It's like, I'll sit in the restaurant, not eating, waiting for the fast to be over. Don't do that. No one does that. That's what I think it was. Anyway, that's why it says the number is 13. That's the maximum. Hari Elu Yisera's Ala Rishonos. These seven are even worse than the first ones. Why? Sheba Elu Mashrian. First of all, here they will blow shofar, which is also every time somebody has a shofar, they have a shake, right? Vinol and Esachanuyos, all the stores get closed. Basheni Matin, on Mondays, they would open the store a little bit at night, Im Chashecha, so people could buy food for the fast, and break the fast. Ubachamishi, and on Thursday, Mutarin Didn't they cover Shabbos? And what it means, mutarin, means they would open it a little bit or they would open it full. Because it covered Shabbos. People need food for Shabbos. Right? And unlike what happened during coronavirus, says the Beis Yosef, you can only open a store that sells food. If they don't sell food, you can't open it. Why? Because I don't need other things. I don't need basketballs. Right? I don't need those things. Food I need. So only food stores can be open, not other stores, right? None of those games went on by corona. None of those games. Only food. Not only that, the Beis Yosef says, if the store sells food for a mishteh, like for a party food, party kind of for store, can't go in there either. That can't be. What's not a mishteh here? We're on fast days. No parties. We're going to see. No weddings. No parties. You need food for Shabbos. You can't starve. Go get food for Shabbos. That's it. Avru elu v'lo nenu. If this happens, there's still no rain. Still no rain. So, mimatin b'masa umatan. I'm sorry. Avru elu v'lo nenu. B'masim b'at u'batan. Avru elu v'lo nenu. Mimatin b'masa u'matan. There was less business. Binyan. No building projects. Natia. No gardens. Ube Erisin, Ube Nisuin, no weddings. As the Rambam says, it's only talking about if second weddings. No second weddings. If the guy's not married, do Mitzvah Purvu, they would let you get married. No second weddings. Ube Eir Sheila Shalom Adon Lachavero. And nobody would even say hello to anybody. Mematin. Reduce everything. Right? And nobody would say hello to anybody.
It's not nobody.
What?
Mematin.
Right? Kibnei Adon Nizufin Lamokom. Like a person who is rejected by Hashem. What? Mematin, yeah.
It's not
the Gemara is going to say later that the Amoratim would say Shalom Aleichem anyway, because they didn't realize. The ones who knew better wouldn't say it. People are saying it anyway. Hayechidim, the Yechidim, Chozun U'mis'anen Ad'shiyotze Nitzan. The Yechidim would keep on fasting until Nisan. I guess Mondays, Thursdays, Mondays, they would keep on. Yechidim, only Yechidim. The Tzibur stops. Yotze Nisan. So Nisan ends for Yardu Gisham. Now it starts to rain. That's a siman klalahu. It's a siman klala. Shinemar. This pasuk is a random pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where it says Haloksir Chitim Hayom, right? That basically Shmuel was saying that the koach of tefila. So from there we derive that it's a siman klala. Fine. Now.
What was the
siman
That's
a siman klala. It's even worse. No, it's like, even if it rains after Nisan, it's no good. It's the wrong time. It's a siman klala. Yeah. Fine. Now, bishlam akulu ispu tainik. All these things are enjoyable. Rechitza is enjoyable. Sicha, tasha, shvita. Avol mulacha, tsarhu. Excellent. I don't have to go to work. What kind of torture is that? Fantastic. Right? Assuming you don't need the money. Excellent, I don't have to go to work. What kind of torture is that? Amr of Chista, Amr of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amr Kra, Kodcho Tzom, Kuro, Atzara, Ifzu Zekanim, Katzeres. It's a pasuk. Ma Atzeres, Asa Vasiyath Malacha. So it's like on Shavuos, you're not allowed to go to work. Av Tainas, Asa Vasiyath Malacha. It's not a good thing. Be forbidden to go to work. E Ma Atzeres, Mi'urta, Av Tainas, Na Mi'urta. Well, 1 second. If we're comparing the Tanaitim to Shavuos, Shavuot starts the night before. Tainus should start the night before. Amr of Zera, L'didim afarishli menedr of Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Kra, Ispu Zekanim. No, it says gather the Zekanim. Dumya da'asifa Zekanim. It's like when you gather the Zekanim to have some board meeting or something, right? Maz da'asifa Zekanim bayom. That's in the daytime. Af tzom nami bayom. So also in the daytime. That's why it's basically drushes in the pasuk. They start by day, but you can't go to Malacha. Vema metahira. Maybe it should be at noon time, the afternoon, when the Bezdin or the assembly or the board, whatever, the town elders are sitting there. They don't come in the morning. They come in the noon, afternoon. Amr of Shisha. So the fast should only start in the afternoon. Amr of Shisha. Brei Davidi. Maseil el Ravuna. Amr of Itzafra. Kinofia. No, they would gather in the morning. What kind of thing is that? At noon? 2 o'clock they get together? No, it would be in the morning. Hechi Avdi. How did they look? So Amar Abaya mitzafra va'ad pal gadiyoma ma'ina b'mila demasa. From the morning till noon, they'd be busy with affairs of the town, right? This lady's complaining that there's a crack in her sidewalk. And this guy says there should be a stop sign over here. All these kinds of things, right? Mikan ve'elich, after that, Riva Dioma Karinan B'Sifra Ba'aftarta, quarter of the day they would daven, learn, read, and have Torah. Mikan ve'elich ba'oinin rachame, then they would daven. Shinema, like it says, v'kumu al amdam, v'karu b'sefer Torah Hashem alokehem, revias hayom, revias mitudim, u'mishtachvim la'ashem elokehem. They would daven. Fine. Let's do another. No, so we'll stop. We'll stop here. Right on top of the page. Right on top of the page. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.